So Tuesday, of course, means Tuesday Book Club, one of my favourite slots of the week when it comes to breakfast and the little things we chat about. Andrew Popel is, of course, the host of 2SER's own Final Draft, the book show to end all book shows. And he comes in to have a chat about, well, I'm going to let you say what we're talking about. We announced it last week. This week we are chatting about...
Oh, good morning, Nick. We're talking about... Well, hang on. Perhaps a content warning first for the listeners, Nick. Today's segment will feature two adult geeks talking about geeky things. So if you're feeling rather too serious as you eat your Wheaties, then tune out until Nick returns with his usual gravitas. But of course, as promised, we're talking about the recently released sixth installment of Ben Aaronovitch's Rivers of London series. It's called The Hanging Tree.
It is indeed called The Hanging Tree. The much anticipated. It was delayed by at least, I think, about half a year, wasn't it?
6 to 12 months. Mm. I delved into some forums where people were getting very angry about that. But look, if you haven't discovered the Rivers of London yet, it's a police procedural set in the only magical department of London's finest. Or perhaps it's a fantasy series that is constantly beset with the criminal problems of doing magic in a bustling borough like central London. Our hero is PC Peter Grant, and he's found himself promoted from beat cop to apprentice wizard to take on the growing spate of mystical crimes. When you think about it, Nick, it actually makes a lot more sense than getting a doctor to do it.
Absolutely. Mm.
In The Hanging Tree, Peter is back in London and asked, as a favour, to help out the daughter of the anthropomorphic embodiment of London's River Tyburn. This takes Peter into the world of London's 1%, where he learns that magic has its own class structure. Look, for me, from the outset, The Hanging Tree struck me as the most assured of the series so far. All the characters felt more solid within their universe, and when you're dealing with a fantasy world, I can't overstate how important it is to have that grounding. The world may be alien and unfamiliar, but if the characters move through it in a real way, then it becomes real for you, at least while you're in the book. Now, I don't do spoilers, Nick. You don't do spoilers.
No, I don't do spoilers. I'm a spoiler-free zone constantly.
So plot points are out, but I will say that this story scratched a lot of the itches from the last few novels. Aaronovitch has built a universe and populated it through 5 novels, and The Hanging Tree, I felt, successfully incorporated these elements to progress the story. Now, when I spoke with Ben last year around the release of Foxglove Summer, which was book 5, he seemed bemused, even a little annoyed at the suggestion of the book's overarching narrative thrust, and he preferred to contextualize each novel as a standalone mystery. Yet in The Hanging Tree, we do have him drawing together all of these threads. I also enjoy the exploration of ideas in The Hanging Tree. There are nods to the persistence of the class system, despite everyone suggesting it's a thing of the past. Peter continues in his wry observations of everything from architecture to music, and we see an expansion of the historical and scientific grounding of the river's world. Think more experiments with Peter seeking to uncover thaumaturgical principles by blowing up electronics. I liked this book in an I want more kind of way, and I'm not looking forward to another delayed wait for a follow-up. I haven't discovered there are graphic novels, or that's comics for people who aren't pretending to adult. So that's possibly another outlet for me. But what did you think, Nick?
Look, I agree with nearly everything you've said. And with the biggest caveat that I absolutely loved it, I did think it was one of the weaker novels. For that exact reason you said, everything else could exist as a standalone. And this required a lot of knowledge from the other books, which is enjoyable, but you shouldn't be penalised if you can't remember X character from a book that you read 4 years ago. Mm. And I felt like this may have been doing that a little.
This is probably down to the reader. So, I mean, as a comic book geek from way back, I was the sort, I could drop a series if they did one of those drop-in issues. It's sort of like, we finished a big story arc, now we're just going to do a drop-in issue that doesn't really mean anything. I like a narrative to drive forward. And Ben Aaronovitch, in the most frustrating way over sort of 6, 7, 8 years, however long it's been, has got me constantly wanting to move forward. And that's something that I think sci-fi and fantasy does really well. It creates a world and it moves you through it.
Absolutely. But that's also where the episodic nature can sometimes be a letdown. And I was very lucky with Ben that I discovered him just before Foxglove Summer. Mm. So I read all of them back to back, and then Foxglove Summer was out like about 2 books after, you know, my books I've read in between. I read it all in one big fell swoop, and it was wonderful. Now having had to wait, and so many books in between, I'd maybe lost that momentum.
Nick Netflixes his books.
I do. I binge books. There is nothing more exciting to me than finding an author with an enormous back catalogue and know that my next 6, 12, 14 books all taken care of.
I would be a fly on the wall when you read Ulysses. You're like, what does he do tomorrow?
You should have seen when I discovered Jack Reacher. Now, that is embarrassing. I read every single one of those 18 novels at the time, back to back.
Yeah, I've never read a Jack Reacher novel.
Don't rush.
But look, Ben Aaronovitch's The Hanging Tree, I think if you're a Ben Aaronovitch fan, you're going to love it. You're going to have been waiting with bated breath. You're actually like, Andrew, this has been out for weeks. I read that so
long ago.
Yeah. And if you're not a Ben Aaronovitch fan, I think Nick makes an amazing point. You do really want to get in at Rivers of London and start at the beginning.
Do not pick this up as your first book.
You can't pick this up as your first book. That's probably a very fair comment.
Yeah, but it was amazing. Now, how many shows have you got left for Final Draft before we wrap up?
There can't be too many, and it is the holiday season, so I know people are going to be wanting books. So, stay tuned. There will be still lots of great book content to come.
Fantastic.
On 2SER at 10 a.m. on Saturday.
Or go back and listen to all the old episodes you've missed on catch-up.
2SER.com. And look, if you want more Book Club, we're going to keep going for at least a week or two.
Absolutely.
Yeah. And Nick, I want to get you in the Christmas mood.
Oh, please.
So what we're going to be doing, we're going to be looking at a new Christmas book. It's called The 12 Days of Dash and Lily by Rachel Cohen and David Levithan. And I'm just going to sort of drop that in there. It's very modern, contemporary, maybe a little twee. I think people need to get out there and check it out. Ready for book club next week.
All right. I'll be grabbing it on the Kobo immediately after we sign off.
Fantastic.